Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. You know what might happen this weekend? Jesus might come back. Won't that be glorious? I hope you're ready. I'm looking forward to seeing him and eager to see him. But today, in the meantime, we're going to talk about him and what he has done and what he has accomplished. And I want to start out by saying something I mentioned yesterday. Here it is. There's a foolish notion going around that men and women, people, can make their peace with God. Oh, you need to make your peace with God. That's nonsense. In the light of the gospel, that's nonsense. Why? Well, listen to this. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have peace with God through what you're going to do, whether you're saying in religious terms, I'm going to make my peace with God, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, I'm going to improve myself, I'm going to go to church. You cannot make peace with God because it's already been made through the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the gospel, we are confronted by this glorious Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we hang all our hopes upon his works and his accomplishments and his merits and his grace. Grace alone. Christ alone. Faith alone. What a gospel we have. It's wonderful. And so you don't have to come and try to invent terms of peace. Do you know what the terms are? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Accept his terms of peace. Come to him, surrender and say, you are Lord. You see, if you go and understand the gospel, you'll realize you're a sinner. You've nothing in your hands to bring. You've got to simply cling to that cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:19 says, Christ has already made peace by the blood of his cross. We've got to get a hold of this. God has made peace and therefore no other peace can be made. What are his terms? Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. What are his terms? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And to talk of any other way of works or religion is to reject God's peace terms and to remain at war with God. So come with unconditional surrender. And through Christ, you will find that all peace has been made. The hostilities are over. Christ is God manifest in the flesh. God is for you. He's not against you. He's not waiting to beat you or punish you. Christ Jesus has been punished in our stead, in our place. I'll leave you with a wee true story about a minister in Scotland going to see a dying woman and saying to her, have you made your peace with God? And she says, I can't do that. Oh, he said, oh, you must do that. She says, I can't do that. Why? And she says, because God made peace 2,000 years ago in Christ. And many years ago, as a young girl, I trusted the Savior and surrendered to him. So I can't make peace with him because he's already made peace with me. And that's the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.